What's going on, crazy world? Welcome to another episode of the Black Sheep Perspective. Before I start this podcast with this amazing guest that I have in mind, I want to remind everybody out there, listen, make sure you guys go to blacksheepapparel.shop. Once again, blacksheepapparel.shop to go get your brand new gear. Got a lot of dope shit over there. It's like people forgot. I had to take a time off of doing the apparel because we had to get the legal things in matter. Don't want somebody stealing my shit. Had to make sure that I was branded the right way and protected. We got things under control. Still got a couple of things to do, but we're now protected. So I'm reminding you guys again, you want to support the cause or you want to stand out, you want to feel like, you know, you're one in a thousand, you're one in a million, you're something special, you're something unique, go to blacksheepapparel.shop. Find your apparel, find your hats, your everything. We got it all over there. Now, my guest today, a homegirl of mine, we've been vibing for a long time. We have never had a chance to do the podcast. We've always talked shit. We always send each other messages and whatnot on Instagram. Funny motherfucker she is. Crazy she is. Dark she is. There's a whole lot of wild shit that I would love to get to know a lot better today. She's my friend who we met through a couple of other friends. We got a lot of mutual friends. You know how the community is, especially here in Miami. Guys, give a big welcome to Nastasia, but we're going to say Nas, amazing to be Wayne. Nas, thank you for coming. Welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here.
We've known each other for a while. We've never gotten close enough to know all the quirks and craziness of each other, and we've been vibing, talking shit.
Yeah, you know, I remember there was a couple times that we were at the beach when I was chilling with Helen. And then you will pop up out of nowhere.
It was Helen.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was Mimi. It was Helen.
I don't know.
We gotta figure that out.
Like Helen, that's my dog.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if it was Helen or it was Mimi. They probably know each other by now too as well. But
I don't think Helen would
mesh with Mimi.
Helen is another
right. Yeah, she's a little spicy Chihuahua, bro. And Chihuahua is literally not an understatement. Yeah. That girl's a little spicy Chihuahua. But big shout out to Helen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were trying to figure out off camera how was it that we first crossed paths. And okay, it's been at least what by now? If you were to take a wild guess, how long has it been?
Okay, so let's see.
Over 10.
For sure, over 10. Maybe like 18.
Damn, you're making us look old, girl.
We still look good. You know
there you go. There you go. A lot of my friends were asking me about my next podcast. You know, every time I take my time with podcasts, you know, and I'm picky, I'm choosy. A lot of things play a role into when I want to do a podcast and why.
Yeah.
And when they asked me about my next podcast guest, I was like, bro, I'm in the roller coaster ride with like everybody else, you know. Nas, I don't know her well enough, but I know she's awesome. She's a cool chick. She's wild. She's got darkness. She's got a story. She's got a whole lot. And bro, I just want to vibe with her, man. I just know that she's somebody that we can have a good time, just talk about life. It's not about, you know, putting her on the spot and getting so much to know about her, but it's just like, just want to vibe with her. You know, you can learn a lot from somebody when you just have conversations about life
learn,
in general.
You can learn from somebody too, you know?
Right. You know, I would love to know, and again, people watching right now, drop some comments and let me know. What is your first thought when you see this girl here? She's got this, she's got the blue, and we already know the world right now is really weird with the blue hair thing, right? Your blue hair is different. That shit looks dope. It looks like you on some X-Man shit, you know, look like you can just fucking spread your wings and throw some magic at me. But you got to admit, a lot of the blue hair dying is these women who are trying to make some kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say it wrong. The women who are against the misogynist way, the guys who are men hating and all that.
I don't know what you're talking about. What?
The women are dyeing their hair blue to be part of that act that's against
men
pretty you know much. I didn't want to say men. I didn't want to say men because it's gonna, you know.
I got a story. So there's this guy that I dated and I still have like a low key, you know, in love with him type shit, but
okay, well, they're just when all your fans right now who are trying to hook up with you. Go
but,
ahead.
But like when he broke up with me, like it was so messed up because he made me look so on point because we'll go to restaurants and shit, and he'll be like, oh no, you can't be eating that. Don't eat that. No, don't eat that. You shouldn't be eating that. I'm like, what? My God, I'm gonna like this is torture, yo. Like I want to eat everything. So I was looking good. I was like real slim. I had like a nice cute body.
So was he a fitness guy? Is that why he was telling you don't eat those things?
No, he just didn't want me to get like chubby or something. You know what I'm saying? So, and I was working at House Nightclub at that time. I was the VIP bartender. So whatever, I wanted to make him happy. So I'll follow. Yes, sir. He was German. Yes, sir.
He was German.
German. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't go.
Why you had to do this? Why? Hold on. Is that how the Germans walk? Yeah, damn, nah. Oh Lord, this is a rough start. German. I love German people.
It was me making fun of him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got you.
Okay. So
he was a little harsh on trying to guide you into what he thinks you should do.
Yeah. So he had left me for some Venezuelan girl that was beautiful. Like she had like a nice body, really fit, and I was like, damn, man, like. I know you was talking to this girl like way before we broke up. So I was like, what can I do about this, bro? Because my heart's fucking broken. So I went ahead and back in the day, the Instagram had those things that you see with likes and what comments you would get.
Okay.
You know, that's another story that I gotta say, by the way.
Okay.
So I found out who she was, and I told her, look, I don't know how long you've been dating this guy, but I've been with him for this long. So I think you guys got together while I was with him. And let me tell you, man, this guy is a narcissist. Like, I just started putting him out there, bro, because she looked like a girl.
So, okay, so let me pause you real quick. I love that you're telling me this. I didn't even see this coming. This is left field, and I love it. Be real.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that? What was this long after he left you? And you did it looking out for her because you just felt like he was probably going to shit on her too because you knew he basically was cheating on you at some point?
Yeah, I know.
Or did you do this because you were brokenhearted and you were trying to fuck him up?
No, I was brokenhearted, but then when I talked to her, she seemed really nice. And she had no maldad, no trying to like talk to me ratchet or anything. And I was like, "Damn, look, let me talk to you like woman to woman. I've been with him for this long. You know, you guys, when did you guys start dating? Okay, so yeah, you were with him when I was with him. So, you know, let me just tell you a couple things about him, you know, that are not good." And I just started telling her like a lot of things that he would make me do and make me feel bad. And like, and I would just try to do it just to make him happy. And I know that's like me being messed up because I should take care of me instead of somebody else's feelings.
Right, but now you started looking out for her because you remember what happened to you.
Yeah, so I told her, "Look, I'm."
Do you think it had an impact?
It did.
It did, really?
Yeah, she broke up with him.
Wow, now that's something you never hear about. So that's impressive.
She told me straight up. She said, "You know what? I noticed a lot of red flags. You know what I'm saying? Like I noticed a couple things that I didn't like." I was like, "Girl, run away right now, girl. Run away right now. If you don't want to get, you know what I'm saying, in a situation you don't want to be in." And then she's, "Oh my God, thank you so much."
She did, really.
She ended up leaving him. And then after
so
that,
what does the blue hair connect to that? Did it make you do some rebellious shit?
So then when I got my heart broken, I dyed my hair blue because I had my hair blonde. And when I got my heart broken, I was like, "Oh, I feel blue. I feel blue. So I dyed my whole head blue. You know what I'm saying?
I feel blue. I don't know,
but I was rocking that blue hair though.
You know, but listen, not picking on you, but it is crazy how people try to express what they're going through without really trying to tell the world. But they are, right? Yeah. Like you weren't trying to tell all your friends, "Hey, this motherfucker broke my heart. Fuck him, this and that."
No.
Maybe you did to your closest, you know, we all do that. But you were kind of trying to pour out the feelings a little bit by doing that.
Yeah.
And one will never know, you know, and that's wild. Because I meant what I said. I know that the whole blue hair dye thing is that movement against men for whatever. I don't even know how to say it because it's so wild. And I don't want YouTube to ban.
What color blue was it? Because I had like an indigo color.
Nah, I don't know. It wasn't that blue. That's blue. It wasn't that blue. I don't know.
The blue that I had before wasn't this one. It was like a dark blue, like an indigo.
I'm really not sure. I'll have to look that up, and I don't even know what the relevance is behind the blue. Why blue? Maybe it's just color your hair really, you know, really bright and all that stuff. That's how you make a statement. I guess you got to be in that group to know what the inside scoop is. You know, it's like, hey,
I mean,
man.
For me, I'm telling you what it meant.
Yeah, exactly. You're okay.
I was really sad, you know, so I was like in the blues.
And So, all right. So, since I've known you, and again, I'm making it very clear, I don't know you well enough. So, this is, to me, this is awesome. I get to know you on the podcast. We just spoke for about 20 minutes. You know, we know each other. We do. We're not strangers, but we don't know each other close like that. So, this is dope. And if you ever want to ask me anything fucking deep, you go right ahead. I don't bite my tongue. You go ahead. Mm-hmm. You expressed that through that, what just happened. But since I've been following you, since we met, we hung out several times, but since I've been following you, you're very expressive in regards to, like, the way you dress, the tattoos, the color changing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that no one's seen it yet. If you want to demonstrate, you split your tongue. Can you show the camera that? My goodness. Yeah, that's the wildest shit. I've never had a conversation with a girl who had her tongue split like that. I definitely want to go into that in a little bit.
You had a conversation with her?
I've never, met a girl or talked to a girl who's done that.
Let me tell you something. I think I'm the first in Miami, but then this is the second girl that did it.
In Miami?
Yes.
You're going to get called out on that.
I don't know.
I don't got enough followers, but you're going to get called out on that. Really? You did the research?
I have not seen anybody with their tongue split.
You know what? Hey, somebody.
The only girl that got her tongue split is because she asked who my artist was, and I told her it's him. And she went to go get it.
Let's see if somebody can prove us wrong. When did you get the tongue split? Because it's been a minute now. At least four or five years.
I got to look at my phone.
At least 4 or 5 years, you don't think?
Probably like four.
Yeah, it seems like 4 or 5 years. Anybody out there, if you think you know a female who got her tongue split earlier than that, who's from Miami, let us know, because we think Nas was the first one. We think Nas is the first one. No matter what, you're part of the pioneers, so that's a good thing. But what made you do that? Nas, that... Listen, man, you can pierce every fucking little thing you got on your body. Nipples, clit, elbow, I don't give a fuck. Splitting your tongue is a whole nother ball game.
Yeah.
And I can't speak for everybody out there, but I'm going to say that 60% of the average dudes or people out there, when they see that, they think more gothic, more, I don't know, heavy metal.
Demonic.
Yeah, too. I didn't want to say demonic. That's a little extra, but... Some people will do that, yes. I didn't want to say demonic.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that gothic leads to demonic, but regardless, that is very extra. What made you do that? I can understand the blue, and I can understand from following you for so long on Instagram, you are very expressive of your emotions, and we'll get into that. What made you split the tongue?
Well, the tongue split, to tell you the truth, I just, you know, I've always strived to be like the most weirdest, differentness.
We'll do differentness. Different new word. Differentness, baby. Hashtag it.
I wanted to be like the most different girl in Miami. So it's okay. Like the first thing I ever did to my tongue was I pierced the tip, the two snake bites or whatever.
Okay.
That's what it's called. And then everybody started doing it. I was like, man, take this shit off already. And I was like, and I started just like scrolling. And I found this artist, body modification artist named Matthew Train. This guy's insane, dude. He's so insane. But he's so professional, dude. Like, when he's doing your procedure, he's like, talks to you like he's a doctor. But then he starts talking about like other crazy shit. Like, we're like, what the fuck? Like, can I trust this guy, bro?
Of course. Well, he's seen a lot of crazy shit. He's gonna talk about it.
No, and the messed up part is that when I went to go meet him up, it was in downtown Miami, right? And I went with my brother from another mother, because like my brother's kind of like. Kind of like not that strong, not that, you know, about it or whatever. But this guy was about it, you know what I'm saying? So we went, and you got my back, right? All right, cool. So then he rode out with me, and the building looked like some grimy-ass building, man. Like, so grimy. Even him, being a tough guy, was like, Nas.
Is this, like, downtown-ish?
Or? Yeah, downtown-ish. Okay. Like, and he's like, Nas, yo, I don't know, man. I don't like this. This is crazy, man. Like a fucking serial killer is going to pop out of nowhere, dog. And I was like, bro. I paid my deposit, cuz.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my tongue split, man. That's why I paid a deposit, bro. I'm not, you know, let's go. So we go and knock on the room, and this guy opens the door, and he's there with, like, these three big people with piercings and shit, and he's fixing some girl's lobe, I guess because her shit, like, got
from getting the, what is it called? The gauges.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he literally finished her off and stuff, and then they were looking at us. Cause me and my boy were like super tatted compared to them, and they were asking us, "Oh, hey, nice tattoos there," and talking to us. And me and my boy were like, looking crazy. Cause my boy has like, if there's a resting bitch face for guys, he has it. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? I know it's gonna sound bad, but whatever it is. Is he gay?
No, he's not gay.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
At all. I say that he's my brother because I've known him since I used to work out at Porky's. And, you know, he was like a little, you know, insecure guy and stuff like that. And but he had the balls to come up to me and talk to me. I'm like, okay. And we'll be friends and shit, you know what I'm saying? And everything.
He got friend zoned.
No.
He got friend zoned.
Yeah, he's my brother.
You guys became brothers. Yeah, became family, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like I consider him like my brother straight up because the way he talks to me, he has a lot of knowledge. He reads a lot of books and he gives me advice. You know what I'm saying? He's been through a lot, but now he's like super tatted, like tatted from head to toe. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like showing him around. I go, this is my brother right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, he's super tatted, head to toe. You know what I'm saying? And I like that. Like I be telling you girls.
How do you feel about the pain factor in regards to dealing with that versus with piercings?
With the tongue?
Yeah.
Okay, so check this out. So I basically went to the specific one guy, right? Because he was going to numb it. And I'm like, that's good enough for me. Shit, I'm down for numbness. So he's like, yeah, but you're still kind of going to feel it a little bit. And I'm like, okay. So then I did like a little bit of lip injections in the earlier in my life, like when I was younger. But it created like a bubble on the bottom of my lip. And it was so noticeable and ugly. And I went to the doctor. I told the doctor, hey, how much do you charge to take this out? Well, $1,200, $1,100. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, okay, thanks for info. So then when he was doing my tongue, I asked him, hey, how much you charge to get that right there up? Oh, I charge you $100. And I'm like, bro, do that. Yo, oh, my God, this was so painful. Okay, so the tongue. Let me explain how the tongue was. My boy had to be behind me. And basically, he put a hook on one side of my tongue and a hook on the other side.
Oh, my God. I feel like YouTube is going to censor this. I'm already cringing. Okay, go ahead.
So my boy had to be behind me holding both strings and, like, holding them apart. So my tongue was flat. So then I had to hold a cup right here. So all the blood could fall in the cup.
Oh!
And this guy just starts slicing.
You got to hold your own fucking cup of blood.
So this guy started like slicing and dicing and slicing and slicing until he got to where he had to go.
But you're numb, so you don't feel it.
No, I didn't feel it.
Shit.
I just felt like a little bit of pressure. But
when he numbed you, sorry to cut you off, did he inject you with Novocaine or he numbed it with a cream or something swallowed?
He injected me with something.
Oh, okay. Well, something.
Yeah.
Girl, you just didn't even.
No, but he explained what it was.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Then I was like, is it going to make me feel weird? And they start explaining the side effects of the shit because this guy knows the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm there like, wait, so am I going to be like sweating, hyperventilating? What's going on? I said, bro, like, I'm just telling you what you want, what you asked me to. What you wanted to answer for, right? So
right.
That's it. But don't freak out. You're going to be all right. And I'm there like, oh, shit. Like, I'm already freaking out type shit, you know? But whatever. It was fine. He cut it. And my boy still had it. My tongue's pulled apart. And then he starts sewing it up. And he's a beast in suturing and sewing up. He told me that he had clients that are like gangsters that will come up to him like, yo, I just got shot, motherfucker, like, yo, clean me up. Like,
oh, so he acquired that skill of
take this bullet out and stitch me up, cuz. And then he'll make bread like that, like he made like 10 G's off of one bullet into somebody and stitch him up
because they dodged the fucking medical bill. They dodged getting the police, you know, involved. I mean, shit, dude, that's a hustle.
Yo, so that was pretty gangster. And if you look at this guy, bro, you'll be like, man, this guy looks crazy. He has like a dish bowl on his bottom lip.
Oh, I hate those.
It's like what the fuck? Like, what do you put there? Like, you put like salad and shit?
I'm glad. It's true, though, especially the ones who got even bigger ones. Yeah. Like, dude.
So I was like, and he has a really pretty girlfriend, so I'm like, damn, I don't know.
What is he doing? What is he doing with that? What's he doing down there with that fucking thing? So imagine if you're thinking that, how the rest of the world who's regular degler as fuck, who barely gets tattoos, and they see that shit.
Yeah.
So what are the, I don't know if you want to open up sexually about it, but what are the pros to splitting your tongue?
I mean,
obviously you want to stand out. You want to be different. You know, the tongue piercing wasn't enough because too many people started doing it. I get all that.
I mean, to tell you the truth, like, you know, the guy that I've kissed, he told me that he doesn't really feel it. He doesn't really feel the tongue action, and I'm like,
wow, really?
I don't know. So, and then as far as going down there, they tell me it doesn't. They don't really feel it either. So I'm like, Well, I didn't really get it for that.
Of course. I didn't think that neither.
Yeah. I got it just to look cool, you know?
Right.
You feel me?
What's the next wild, cool shit that you plan to do?
I mean, I just want to keep on finishing my tattoos.
You're not going to get tatted in the face, though, right?
Only if there's, like, a Mad Max fucking apocalypse or some shit like
and
that.
Then it's like you're about that.
Yeah, Mad Max. We're in a Mad Max.
Is this where we're at? Is this where we're at? Tie me up.
Yeah, we're in a Mad Max.
The whole fucking thing right there.
Right here, across the cheeks, yo.
You already know what design you want. You got the logo.
Then I'll bleach the shit out of my hair and make dreads, and I'm good, yo. I'm good.
People, I'm glad I'm catching up like y'all are. I'm finding this out like you guys are. I love it. This is what I love about the podcast and being able to fucking make my own call who I want to talk to. That's wild, man.
No, you know what's funny? No, seriously, I've never... I actually invited myself, though. You know what I'm saying?
Can say that, but we've been vibing. Okay.
But remember, I didn't even...
Okay, let's keep it 100. I don't know you well enough to make enough assumptions, but you seem, at least on Instagram, that's the most I can say, because I've only hung out with you 3, 4, 5, 7 times, but like fucking 15, 12 years ago, whatever the hell it was. You seem pretty reserved on Instagram, minus posting the pictures of just what you're looking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't speak what you're going through. You know how a lot of people speak what they're going through, like the same way you did that with your blue hair, right? You did that kind of speaking your emotions. You were speaking that you were blue, you were feeling down, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the majority of the world does that through Instagram or social media. Mm-hmm. When the minute they start posting, the minute they say certain phrases, motivational or sad or godly, they're asking for some type of attention. Reach out to me. Please send me a message. I want to tell you guys secretly that this, that, this, and that. You haven't done that because I'm very attentive to those details in regards to Instagram.
I have to say, everything I post, you got to read what I say on the bottom, though. You know?
I do. That's why I'm going to come back to this. So hold on. So with what you have posted from what I've been following, here's my best analysis of you. And I know you're going to take this like a fucking G, because I know you are. You're dark.
Yeah.
You're dark. But I don't even know how to gauge what type of darkness, because the darkness was like sexual darkness, enlightened darkness, but it was dark. There was always some type of connected to a dark, and I don't want to confuse people watching and listening. There was always something connected to either gothic, black, sexual, a little bit of devil, little ghost, little something. But then it was connected with beauty, with this, and then you would put phrases in there.
Yeah.
And then the phrases, I'm not going to say that it was hidden messages, because now that you were trying to hide something.
Yeah, straight
but,
up.
Yeah, but it, when I would read it, I was like, damn, is Nas going through something, or is she really, is this what she feels like? You know, and I'm glad you're open to talk about this, by the way. You know, I really appreciate that fucking first time we're hanging out like this and you want to talk about this. But yeah, you were voicing in a certain way on Instagram that you were going through certain things. And I didn't know how to gauge that, Nas. I didn't know you well enough. What am I going to do? Reach out to you and be like, girl, you all right?
No, hey, but you know what? Let me tell you something. One day, this was recent, though. I actually really needed to talk to somebody. And I put it on my post. Hey, anybody need? I really need to talk to somebody, to anybody right now. DM me if you're able to talk. Yo, you know how many people hit me up?
I didn't see that. If I would have read that, I would have hit you up.
Yeah, because I really needed to talk to somebody, and then somebody that reached out, that actually, thank God that it was somebody that I knew reached out. But there was a whole bunch of people that cared, dog, and I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but before I go back to what we were talking about, first of all, that's dope that you reached out like that.
Yeah.
Most people won't do that. No. That's dope that people reached out to you.
Yeah.
And
they've been following me for years.
If I would have seen that, I definitely would have reached out. I don't know how I missed that, because I don't follow much people. I got less than 2,000 people that I follow. So every time you post something, I see it. But anyhow, I was just getting to know you, like maybe about 300 people that I follow without knowing you well enough. I'm getting to know you through Instagram. Unfortunately, isn't that a life that we live nowadays, right? You know, nowadays we get to know people through social media.
Sometimes social media can put you
exactly
wrong.
Right. So
I used to live with a girl that I don't even want to say the rest, but the beginning, she used to make me take pictures of her all the fucking time. And I'm like, bro, are you serious, man? Like, it's for content. It's for content. And that's how I got most of my followers, because of her. And I'm like, like, yo, like, I don't even really give a fuck about this shit.
Like, yeah, right, right.
Is the picture right? It's the last picture I'm going to take, bitch.
I'm still trying to force myself to take videos and all that stuff. But nonetheless, I'm just saying, I'm as guilty as anybody else. And I don't even think it's guilt. I think people who express themselves through whatever they communicate, it's either through how you talk, your body language, oh, your whatever. Yeah. And if it's social media, then it's social media.
Like me, I could read body language like right. 100.
So because I couldn't get a hard read on you, and then boom, out of nowhere, you started sending me some random funny shit. Like just random funny shit. Funny meme, funny this, what if that. And it was always random. And I'll be laughing my ass off. And I started thinking, I didn't even know Nas had this in her. I thought she was so dark that she couldn't fucking do some funny shit. Yeah. So now we're exchanging funny memes. Now I'll send you something, you send me something, and then we'll just have random, and then I'll send you podcast links. Yeah. And then going back to what you said earlier, oh, you had to push up on, you know, the podcast. No, you just said out of nowhere, you said, hey, thanks for the podcast link. I'm going to check it out, by the way. Let me know when you're down to have me on. Something like, I'm a funny bitch. All my friends tell me, and I know we'll have a great conversation. The minute I read that, I was like, that's what I want. Because, yo, like, for real, like, I love podcasting with people that I don't know, and I want to get to know their career. I want to get to know this nerdy shit that they do. I want to get to know this fucked up thing that they went through. Or I just want to have a great conversation, man, with somebody who's fucking down to earth, speaks their goddamn, you know, their lungs out without worrying about being judged. And it just all happens organic, because really, I think that the world is so worried about what people think about them. It's just so superficial, and no one gets to see the realness out.
It's always at one point, everybody goes through that. They always be worried about what people think about them, but then they're not, you know, when you go through a lot of shit, you're already like, man, if that's what you believe it, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. Because all you saw was a picture of a pretty face, me. When you're hating on me for that, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Listen here, folks. Winter is amongst us. Spring's still a couple of months away. I know you guys are feeling this cool breeze. Why don't you go to blacksheepapparel.shop and go cop you some of the dopest sweaters, hoodies, long sleeve shirts, and everything else you can imagine to make you look fly for this season. Or maybe you're just getting ready for the summer or the spring. We got shorts, we got tank tops, we got it all. Make sure you go visit blacksheepapparel.shop to get the flyest gear and to remind the world that you're a proud black sheep. Now let's get back to the podcast. Okay, so you were talking about, you had this story that you wanted to tell. I don't know if it's some type of clarification, but I mentioned the whole, I was judging you by your Instagram, like as I do everybody, and you said, okay, hold on, I got a story about that. All right, elaborate. What's this about?
So I have this one post, right, that it makes me actually look like a crazy bitch, but
stop.
But the thing is that, like, I got so mad because that day, some guy hollered at me to go on a date, right, and he was handsome, he had like nice things, nice cars or whatever the fuck. So I'm like, fuck it, let me go hang out with him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here expecting a nice fucking dinner type shit, right?
Because he had nice things.
Yeah, right. So he, you know, because he even said it, but he was making reservations at a nice place, and I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So then he's like, when we were getting, my friend said he couldn't make a reservation for us. You want to go to the buffet? I was like, man, I don't not eat no more fucking buffets, though. Straight up, like, I'm not a buffet type of bitch.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? He said, okay, that's fine. We'll go to my house. I said, but let me tell you something. If you bring me inside your motherfucking house, I'm gonna grab a kitchen knife and I'm gonna stab you, dog. Shut the fuck up. Don't fucking try me. Take me back home.
This podcast just took a weird turn.
Yeah, okay, I told him like that. I told him like that because I was like, you don't even know me, guy.
Holy shit. So you dead ass serious about
it? Yes, I told him that. So,
okay, I was waiting until later to fucking talk about, like, you know, the goods and bads about relationships and attempts and first dates and all that, but you just fucking threw this shit out the window.
Because I saw
so if a dude asked you, I don't know if he was respectful about it or what, but
no, man, if a dude, I could tell that he lied.
Okay, so
about the first reservation. Okay. And then trying to take me to a buffet.
Yeah. And then once you said no to the buffet, he said his house. So in other words, you realize real quick he was just trying to get you to the crib and fuck.
Yes.
Okay. But please say something like that, because if not, motherfuckers like me and other good dudes out there, they're going to be like, are you telling me that I, it's a bad thing if I say, hey, can I cook you dinner? Are you down with coming over dinner?
Bro, this guy.
Is that always a bad time? Do you think that's a bad time?
He lives so far from me, though. Like, if it was a guy that was, like, close by me, I mean, my mom got my location and shit, you know, that's different. But this guy lives so far.
This is hilarious.
And I'm all like, right, I'm like, right. I had some shit up. And I posted it, too. And the post, I'm here looking at, and I have a kitchen knife. And I'm like, you take me to your house on our first day, get ready for me to stab you. And I posted it, and everybody's like, damn, girl, like, what the fuck? It's been crazy.
Okay. Nas, you are a little crazy. You are a little crazy, okay? That's, I get it that if you want to call the guy out and be like, all right, this motherfucker here, from the beginning.
His car didn't even have a radio.
Okay, so there you go. So
but then all of a sudden, when I was already close to my neighborhood, the radio started working. It was super weird.
I'll tell you what, man. Listen, just because I'm hearing this and everybody's listening, if y'all think, especially women, ladies, if you think there's no way, shape, or form that you should ever end up in a guy's house. Was this the first date?
It was the first date, yeah.
It was the first date. Okay. I get it if it's the first date, but I really do. I want to ask. Is it 100% red flag? Hell no. Can't do it. Guys, don't ask it. Don't try it. Are you guys, I'm asking the women, are you guys saying don't ever try to get a female to your house on the first date? Even if it's cooking dinner and doing all that, because that is way too extra and it just screams, I'm trying to fuck. Is that what it is? Yeah, pretty much?
Yeah,
okay. Hey, man, listen, I'm jotting down notes. I hope the fellas are too. And if majority of women think like that, then that's something that we need to.
I mean, like, if the guy, you know, like, would have approached things more differently, but I could tell he was lying about the reservation.
Okay, but see what you just said. No, not listen to me, hon. Listen to what you just said, right? If he would approach it differently. So this is why I want to make sure now. Maybe he might have been too hood, too this, too that. Maybe you just saw he was so full of shit from one point to another that it threw you off. But what I'm asking you, erase that motherfucker. If a guy was like, hey, listen, I don't go out a lot to restaurants. I'm sure there's a lot of great ones out there. It's not my thing. If that's what you'd like to do, that's fine. You can choose a restaurant. Or if you'd like, I love to cook. Okay. I'm pretty goddamn good at it. I'm not trying to overstep my boundaries, but if you're okay with it, I'd like to invite you over to the house.
I think I'll go. I mean, if he seems sincere and stuff like that, but I'm still going to bring my gun with me.
All right, I'm okay with that, though. Yeah. I'm okay with it. Matter of fact, you can still bring the knife that you were fucking doing that wild shit for.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I'm just trying to reach out to the fellas out there listening. Like, damn, I think there's a good bunch of us out there that doesn't feel like if you're genuine about it,
yeah,
that's not a bad or disrespectful move, especially if you are good in the kitchen. I'm good in the kitchen. I'd rather impress you with my cooking skills and make it real organic and chill than so formal and trying to, you know, do the whole dinner thing. Anyhow.
Yeah, no, actually, I actually started getting good in the kitchen recently because my mom, she goes to Chile a lot.
Chilena, by the way, y'all. She's crazy because she's Chilena. I don't know. Where the Chilenos at? I don't know.
We're the backbone of South America.
That's true.
But you know, my grandfather, he's like not good right now. He's like in his last days and stuff, so my mom is like the only one that like really cares about him and treats him like how he should be treated, and she's always over there. You know what I'm saying? I love her for that. But my dad is like I always gotta get an approval for shit that I cook. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always in the kitchen, like certain the pots, doing all these type of things and shit to make sure that.
And she's over there visiting Abuelo, and now you're trying to cook for your dad.
I'm trying to cook for my dad. So
he's over here judging your ass because he's used to mom's fire of cooking.
I'm here like trying to make like some, like I'm a chef type shit, right? Like, you know,
right.
A little pinch of this, a little pinch of that, you know what I'm saying? And I cook something, and then if he tells me he likes it, I say, oh shit, mission completed. Mission fucking completed, yo. Fuck. You know what I mean? Because if he thinks it's bad, then I'm like, oh, fuck.
Let me ask you, do you think men are very, you know, to be clear with everybody, we had like a little 30-minute conversation before we started recording. In that quick amount of time, I've only know whatever it is that I know. We briefly spoke about it. How do you feel about your typical man in regards to his, how men are in general? At first, when we started the conversation, you immediately started just blasting, I'm like, come on, Nas. You know, you sounded like a heartbroken chick. And then you pulled it back, and then you're like, all right, cool. And then you became more specific about it. But you think men are a little bit too critical? Do you think men, if you don't mind me, you're how old right now?
I'm 40.
40. So you've been through plenty at 40. That's a nice, tender, middle age, okay?
Yeah.
You've had your relationships. You have a kid who's of adolescent age.
He's 6'2",
big boy. You know, you've had your fair share of experiences, and I truly think people who have gone through more than your average person, I think I love their opinion a lot more. I'm not saying that those who haven't had a lot of experiences, that their opinion doesn't matter. Of course, everybody's opinion matters. But when you've been through some shit, to me, your opinion means a lot more. So do you think, like, men are very difficult? Do you feel that you have a chance at finding love? Do you feel like relationships are dead? Do you feel like things have changed around? And this is asking somebody who, you have admitted it, and I have assumed it, you come from a level of darkness. You kind of like that darkness. And I do want to get into that after this, you know, you answer this right here. But how do you feel about men and relationships and all that moving forward?
Okay, so first of all, I'm always going to be me. So I don't want a guy trying to change me.
Okay.
Because if you automatically tell me you don't like skulls, I'm going to say, skulls. It ain't going to work then.
Skulls.
It's not going to work. I'm sorry. Because I love skulls.
I love it.
Yeah, and then
you love skulls so much that if a guy can vibe with skulls,
yeah, like we're gonna move in together. He said no, but the skulls gotta go. I'm like, I'm going too.
Okay, yeah. So hold on.
Look,
so
I bought myself a ring. That has little skulls on it.
How far? But Nas, how far does it go if somebody's living with you, right? How many skulls are you gonna put? Wow. How many skulls are you gonna put around the house? How bad is it gonna be with skulls?
Not bad, you know what I'm saying? It's like more modern
stuff. Okay, so you're not gonna have like skull lanterns sticker of a skull in the microwave.
That's tacky, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm a really difficult person because since I've been alone so much, I'm used to being alone. So you know, if a guy wants to be like a ñoso or whatever, I mean, I'll be like, hey man, right now, like, I'm not that girl for you right now. Maybe a little later in the relationship. Maybe we last. You know, I'll get a little more más cariñosa and shit. But, like, I've been alone for so long. It's like, I don't have that, like, getting too, like, close too fast type shit, you know?
I'm not trying to completely spark up some weird-ass therapy session. But, I'm trying to do what I think. I'm going to speak for a lot of the fans, a lot of the followers, a lot of subscribers. By the way, I love you motherfuckers. Thank you. Keep supporting. I appreciate y'all. I feel like they're going to ask this. I feel like this is in their mind, so I want to do it for them. It sounds like there's somewhere a depth of pain there. It sounds like there's some resentment, something there that makes you not want to open up, whether it's heartbreak, whether it's an upbringing, a combination.
I mean, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, don't you throw that fucking...
Capricorns are, you know?
Here we go with that shit right there. I have not met a man yet. I have not met a man yet.
A man Capricorn?
Who fucking refers to the goddamn horoscope as a way to define why they are the way they are.
Why is it only women?
I swear to God. And if it's a guy... Don't ban me, YouTube. I'm just saying this for entertainment reasons. If it's a guy and he was referring to horoscopes as a way to describe why they are the way they are, I think he was probably gay.
I think he was probably gay,
to be honest with you.
You know what? But the thing is that, like, I look at Capricorn characteristics and it's like, bro, it's self-explanatory.
No, fuck that. Listen, we all been through some shit, and whatever you've been through is gonna help define why you are the way you are. I don't know what you've been through, but you do sound... like you've had some fucking hardships that have made you a little bit sour to opening up to guys.
Yeah.
And you might be attracted to the wrong type. By the way, shout out to my sister. I love you, Nisa. What's up, sweetie? I was talking about Nisa. Of course, go ahead.
Shout out to my papito, Reycito. I love you so much, papi.
Who's that? Is that your son?
My son.
Oh, that's awesome. So I was talking to Nisa, and I told you about her, you know, and I told Nisa at some point, she's attracted to a certain kind of dude. And that certain type of dude, on average, tends to be a fucking thug, a drug dealer. No, she doesn't want that. She's not into drugs or drug dealing. She's into responsibility and accountability, and she's an awesome woman. But she's into those tatted up, and I don't want to say too much because I fucking look it, but tatted up, been through some shit, bearded, this, that, whatever, whoop-de-woo. And a lot of times when we look like this, it doesn't come with, you know, with the best history check.
I gotta say something about the tattoos on women.
Okay, so, go ahead. She's tatted up too.
Yeah, super tatted. So I hate it when guys come up, like, not come up to me, but like message me or like, you know, say something about me being like a woman that would be that it's just a woman in their fantasies. I'm like, what? If anything, I'll be a woman in your nightmare, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be thinking about being on a fantasy.
So hold on. So is it you think it's an insult because?
Yeah.
Because
I don't want to be no fantasy.
Nas. Nah, see, this with the darkness. Let's go back to the darkness. See, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is,
I don't know, man. I feel like that, like, oh, you just see me as a girl that you're going to jack off to and shit?
Okay, you took it sexual, but yeah, I get it, the whole fantasy thing, right. But maybe they meant it. I can't stick up for these motherfuckers because you know what? You're right. The majority of them are being perverted and they're talking about, okay, so I'm not sticking up for them. But it also might be like outside of my world. Outside of my regular ass world with my regular ass wife and my three fucking kids, and yeah, I love them, but I've been with them for goddamn 27 years and blah, 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 blah. You are a fantasy to me. I love my wife and all that, but you know what? But I wish that she would dye her hair. I wish that she would Cosmo dress like or whatever, all that shit.
I could dress up into anything that your little heart desires, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, with the fucking, what's that? The Harley Quinn laugh. Well, we got the Harley Quinn laugh. We got all kind of shit. Listen, Nas. Yeah, I get it. I get your reasoning behind that. Some females will be like, they'll be turned on by it. They'll be like, yeah, because I ain't no basic bitch. Because I'm not your little average ass wife. You know, but I understand where you're, I think, I would understand where you'd be like, hey, don't put me on that level where I'm only in fantasy and not just,
You know why I think I think like that? Because I feel I'm more like a dominant woman, you know, like a dominatrix type of girl.
So talk to me about that. Is that a kink of yours? I call it a kink. I don't know what to call it, freakiness or kinkiness.
Yeah, it's a kink for sure. I don't know. I feel like I got turned on by torturing guys. And some guys like to be tortured.
Goddamn.
Yeah, guys like to be treated like shit sometimes. And it's true. I have proof.
Now, do you notice this right away from the demeanor of how they talk to you and all that? Or do you catch it only when it gets sexual?
No.
Or when they admit it?
I read body language real good. And then also, I could tell when they have low self-esteem and all that.
And somewhere there, it fuels you.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I could take this.
You become a predator.
Yeah, or if a badass guy says, oh, I have no fear. I don't feel nobody. I'm like, oh, really though?
You start thinking I'm gonna stick my finger in your butt.
Let me tie you up real quick. Let's see how much fear you don't
tie want. You up real quick. God,
you know what I'm saying? I'll put some fear in your ass.
Whoa, shit! All right. So on that note, how often does that happen? How often does that happen that I don't mean putting fingers in somebody's ass. I mean, how often does that happen where you kind of pull a guy's man card? How often, you know, let's say every three guys that you date, okay? Every three guys that you date. That doesn't mean just one date, but every three guys, after three guys that you've gotten to know in some dating form, in that number ratio, how often do you meet a guy that, oh, I can break him and I will, or you did break him, or they want to be broke?
I mean, like, for the last relationship I had, I didn't really break him, but I was really bitchy. I was the biggest bitch, right? And he would listen to everything that I had to say, and he'll try to compromise with me 100%. But sometimes, like, when it came to sexual things, I'll be like you gotta have that shit ready for me right now. Like, I don't, you know, it has to be ready. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not ready, I can help you get it ready. And then I'll start doing like some kinky shit that he's never ever done before. And then, you know, then we're ready for it. You feel me? I don't want to get into details and shit.
Yeah, you don't have to. But I mean, you could too, though. I don't care. But I'm saying though, so I mean more like, how often did you feel like you brought that side out of a guy that he normally doesn't want to admit? I don't want to say the bitch out of a man, you know, because I don't know. Then it's just going to sound like people are going to want to try me on that.
I mean, I think only as far, like, right now, 3 guys that were my exes.
Do you think more guys would like to get fondled? Do you think more guys would like to do that wild, whatever, somewhat freaky shit? And they just don't, I mean, because, like, of the ego or some shit like that?
I mean, to like me, like, if I'm considered like a goddess, then that's where it's at. You know what I'm saying? So if you consider me as a goddess, and I could just treat you like a little peasant or something like that, this is the best. You know.
So if a dude is digging you and he gives you that goddess feeling, like, oh girl, you the shit, and I'm subordinate, or I'm inferior to you. Yeah, I'm inferior to you. Yeah. You fuel up on that, and if they're at least good looking enough, if they're cool enough, if they're whatever enough,
and then you do take over. Shit.
Then you go.
I get a little collar and get a little. You know what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck up! You literally have collared somebody?
Yeah.
Nas.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the darkness talk. You don't just collar people up and get into that shit out of nowhere.
I used to be a hostess for these parties called submission parties. And it was, these parties were really nice, but
they were really nice.
Yeah, really, they're actually really nice because everybody is respectful.
Yeah, they're all submissive.
I remember when I used to work at European Wax Center, I invited my girls with me to go with me, right? And they were like, "Well, we're gonna have a party." Yeah, it's a Christmas party, so you gotta dress like a Christmas character. And all the regular Schmidtiger bitches are like elves and fucking Santa, Miss Santa, and Santa Claus. And all
of
shit.
Course, of
you know
course.
Who I was?
What?
I was the fucking ice queen, man. You know?
Oh, yeah?
I was just like the straight up ice. I had a white wig with a white fluffy jacket, looking at like fucking glitter all over my face. And shit. I looked like the ice queen. Hey, there were no ice queens in there. So I was you the stood only out. One. I was the only one.
You were black sheeping like a motherfucker.
Yeah. So then my friends, when they got up in the fucking place, they were like, "Nas, what the fuck, yo? This place is creepy as fuck." I'm like, "Bro, they ain't gonna do nothing to you unless you give them permission, all right?" So I gotta say, yo, don't give them permission. Do you want possession?
But was this a swingers club? Was
no,
it what?
No, it's not swingers. It's,
it was just promoted that night. That's the way
it's
it was.
Just, it's just a party. It's just a party. People be having fun, you know, but it's respectful because they ask for permission. You know what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
They don't do shit like a local, you know what I'm saying?
So since you're admitting this fucking kickiness that you have, When do you feel like it came about? When did you know that you were into that little extra shit than your average homegirl? Mm. Without admitting it or after talking to one of them? Just when did you realize, damn, my homegirls, none of them are talking about this. I'm over here getting punched.
I don't know, man.
During sex.
I felt kind of weird one day when I said I wanted a sex doll. And my friends were like, "What? Like a female sex doll?" I'm like, "Yeah, I think I want one. Like, so I was like as a Barbie and shit."
What?
Because I've always had Barbies, and I felt like that's when it started with the Barbies.
Hold on,
now
hold
they
on.
Make life-size Barbies.
But hold on. Okay, so Nas, are you bisexual?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. All right, so you wanted a sex doll, but the female version.
I saw a show of this funny comedian girl. I forgot her name, but she did a show. It was about this sex doll, right, that her husband owned.
Fuck, I think I know you're talking about.
She
go.
She found it, right?
Okay,
she found
okay.
It. She got, like, all insecure about it. Like, what the fuck she got with me? Like, what the fuck she got with me?
Right.
And then the sex doll starts talking to her, talking all this shit. Like, "Oh, your man likes me more than you, bitch," and shit. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" So then she ends up breaking the bitch's arm. And then she's like, "Fuck, my husband's going to know that I got that I was playing with the doll."
The doll, yeah.
So she went ahead and goes to the sex store and tries to repair the bitch. And it was just, bro, this is a funny ass story, man. And
damn, you can't remember who it was, huh?
I forgot the name of that girl, man.
If I had a Jamie right now in the studio, he'll look it up for us,
yeah.
Bro. Not yet.
No, but I'll find out. I'll text it to you. But it's a really funny story. They end up getting along at the end. But
you feel like, obviously, you're trying to say, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Of course, no. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I mean,
man,
when you're
I wouldn't mind having a sex doll.
It's almost like saying, you know, it's kind of crazy. I don't have these conversations with the homeboys, but I know that we could. It's almost like, all right, if the fellas talk about jacking off, fellas are just easily going to be like you can see it on Joe Rogan podcast. You hear it amongst friends. If, you know, if you got a boyfriend or a brother or whatever, you know, oh, yeah, man, yeah, I jerk my dick to this, jerk my dick to that, this, this, and that. All right, cool. Is jacking off or masturbating for women, mm-hmm. same thing. If it's that common amongst all of us, what's the big deal about stepping it up and vibrator, right? So you guys can do all kinds of different vibrators. No big deal. It's only a big deal when you're fucking vibrating with a goddamn 10-inch, you know, Mandingo of a fucking vibrator. And for guys, it's no big deal of jacking off until you have a fleshlight.
No, until you have like that thing that
looks the fleshlight. Like fleshlight. Yes, the fleshlight. Yeah, exactly. Fleshlight. Like is that?
Does it have the booty too?
No, that's way extra. Holy shit. But I know it exists. I know it does exist.
So they had one I saw one time. That was like, damn, that one was like a good one for me. But I was like, I looked at it. I was like, I think this is a good one, though. So I looked at it. It had a dick and had some fat titties. Oh, I was like, damn, I'll be riding the dick and holding the
what
titties.
What the fuck? Are you serious, Nas?
Yeah, yo.
But that had to be an expensive
friend,
ass.
Yeah, and my friend was like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, Nas? I mean, bro, it's the best thing. I'm holding some fat titties and fucking a fat dick. Like, what the fuck?
You should have said, girl, I'm about to be 40. I'm just getting ready.
No, I know. That I wasn't even turning 40 that year.
So, now let me journey a little bit deeper into this. Are you that sexually driven that you're not getting enough of it? Or was it that for whatever reason, whether you're the problem or guys were the problem or girls were the problem, you just weren't dating enough to satisfy your sexual drive?
I really don't need no one because I feel like
at that time, I know now you don't, but at the time.
Enough for me to forget about everybody.
But at that time, nah.
What time?
When you were fucking thinking about getting that goddamn sex robot or whatever.
Oh, no, that's now. I'm going to get the sex thought now.
God damn, so all that just happened?
When I saw that movie, I was like, damn, I'm gonna get sex on now. I want one now. My mom's gonna trip out, though.
Oh, Lordy.
She's gonna trip out.
You ain't never gonna, that's it. You know, the shop is closed after that. You're never gonna date after that.
What do you mean, man?
With titties and dick waiting for you at home?
No, man, I'm not gonna have my sex all with a dick, man. Maybe a detachable one or some shit.
But if...
Come on, man.
Oh, man, this is officially the wildest podcast ever that I've had, bro. You telling me? I thought you said the thing came together.
Okay, so the one that I saw in the cabinet or the fucking shit, it was together. It was like one that you can ride or whatever. But the sex dolls are complete.
Right.
You could change what they have down there. You could change it to a roast beef pussy. You could change to a fucking tight pussy. You could fucking change to a big dick, a micro penis. You could change to a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? And all these extra things cost more money. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, it all adds up. It all adds up.
And you're, damn, I think it's dope that you're so, you're so free-willed. You're so open to talk like that.
I think I should be like a sex toy reviewer.
You know what?
Any jobs out there for that? That's a great plug.
You know what? We're gonna do this officially right now. I think that is an actual great idea.
Yeah, I think I'd be great at that for sure.
That is a great idea, man. Holy shit! I was about to give you a compliment for being so open to admit what you were just admitting, but you just totally smashed that into the ground by just promoting.
Anybody hiring a sex toy reviewer? How about your girl?
Ding, ding! What's up, you crazy people out there? Let me interrupt this podcast really quick just to give you a reminder. If you really like the gear that I'm rocking and you're a proud Black Sheep yourself, make sure you go check out blacksheepapparel.shop where you can get all the dopest gear to help remind the world that you truly are a proud Black Sheep. We got caps, t-shirts, tank tops, shorts, sweaters, hoodies. I mean, you name it, we got it on there. Make sure you go show some love, show your support, and represent what you really are. Go to blacksheepapparel.shop. Now back to the podcast. So I'll tell you what, Nas. I want to do this because it comes out of me organically. It comes out of me because I'll admit that I feel I'm the same way. But right now it's going to come out of me even more because coincidentally, earlier on today, before I came back to the studio to do the podcast, I told you earlier, I said, hey, can we start a little bit later? I'm at a barbecue. I'm at a friend's barbecue.
No, it's perfect for me.
Right. So, and that one caught me by surprise that I was there that long. The reason I was there that long because we started getting into a vibe. It was a kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
But the adults started getting into a vibe, right? And it happened.
When there's a vibe.
Yeah, yeah, right? You don't want to mess it up. Yeah. Exactly. It's all about that energy, right?
Yeah.
So we were on a vibe, and I can't recite details as to how it started, but it was basically I started spilling some beans. Somewhere there, I started spilling some beans. Uh-oh. And I told it was the homeowner, my homeboy Izzy, his wife. Uh-huh. His wife was right in front of me. Izzy was here. And then two people that I just met, and Adam. Adam was the homeowner. It was his kid who was having a party. And I started talking about, we were talking about parenting and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. And somewhere there I got to like, hey, guys, listen, you know, I don't want to step out of boundaries, you know, with my opinion on parenting because I'm not a parent. But I know my opinion counts because I got a niece. I have a nephew. I have two nieces. I have a nephew. I've been teaching kids for a long time. I know I'm a positive influence.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also know that parents can get, you know, weird about shit when you try to tell them about how they handle their children and all that. So I know where to bite my tongue and so on and so forth. But, and then somewhere there, that conversation led into me admitting what I've been through in life. And I said it in a quick fire fashion that came out of nowhere. I go, listen, you guys don't know me like that. I know that Izzy knows this, but you guys don't know this. I just want to get this out the way. Okay. And I told him really quick. I said, I'm a 3-time convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
I did 5 years in prison, and the other 2 times I went to jail, and so on and so forth. And it taught me a lot, and blah, 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 blah. And their jaws dropped, and so on and so forth. And anyhow, I knew they wanted to ask questions. I told them, go ahead, you know. And I got a little bit deeper into why, you know, I went here and I did this and I did that and whatever. And they were just, you know, they were super cool about it. They were so acceptive. And then, boom, Adam, and shout out to Adam. I know he's watching the podcast. It really touched Adam.
Just live.
This just happened 3 hours ago.
No, I'm saying this is live.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
No, it's not live. No. I just know that he'll be watching when it comes out.
Okay.
Adam started having a moment where I guess he's not used to meeting somebody or seeing somebody admit such things.
Yeah.
And I did it respectfully. I didn't do it boastfully because there's nothing to boast about.
Yeah.
There's nothing to fucking brag about. It was a dumbass decisions that I made and shit,
sure.
You know. But he appreciated that I was willing to talk about it so openly and to do so with no shame.
Yeah.
And that was the big topic. And the topic was, and I even mentioned The Last Samurai, the movie. I don't know if you've ever
seen it.
So I mentioned The Last Samurai, and I said, man, I thought there was this epic moment where the Japanese guy, the samurai, the last samurai, the head guy, he was telling Tom Cruise, he's like, you know, I hear that you have nightmares all the time and that you barely get any sleep. And he told him, he's like, how do you know that? He's like, well, my sister-in-law is the house that you sleep in. And she tells me that she can hear you screaming and so on and so forth. And then Tom Cruise gave a weird excuse. He said, you know, yeah, you know, I have a problem, this and that. And the Japanese guy tells him, nah, the only time people have nightmares is when they're ashamed of something they did.
Mm.
And that was a moment, you know, that I remember when I saw that movie and I thought, man, when people hold back on shame, things that they feel shameful of, it's a torture. It's
like holding a grudge.
Yeah, exactly. It's like holding a grudge. It's torturing you.
You know, when my ex-boyfriend broke my heart, like, it hurt me so much. But I didn't want to hate him. I didn't want to hold a grudge on him because I knew that was going to kill me slowly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I let it go. And I forgave him.
Right,
Just stay the fuck away from me. You hear me?
And I'm yeah, you ain't gangster with it, but, and I'm not that religious guy to be like, oh, forgive and forget, because I don't know what the fuck forgive means. But regardless, It was obvious that he realized, damn, I'm not used to somebody disclosing this type of personal shit. And it touched him because he has a lot that he's holding in.
Yeah, he's holding in,
And
he doesn't feel comfortable like opening up to people.
And again, I want to give him a huge shout out, man. And Adam, and I appreciate you opening up to me. I was getting ready to leave about 20 minutes later after that incident, that conversation. I was like, hey, guys, I got to do a podcast. I got to go home, you know, fix shit up, this, that, whoop-de-woo. And I went inside. No, I didn't. Okay. I went inside to say bye to everybody, and I saw him inside, and I said, hey, Adam, I'm calm, brother. Man, this is not. And he held my hand, and, you know, he gave me a quick little talk, and he pretty much just said, hey, man, I just want to let you know that I'm not trying to, like, get all weird with the moment, but I really appreciate you opening up like that because I know that there's a lot of shit that I want to open up, and I hold back on it. I hold back on it because, I don't know, it depends on who I'm with, when I'm feeling it, how mad am I? Am I raging? Am I drunk? Am I this? Am I that? And he's a police officer.
Yeah.
And he's been, exactly. You see that?
It was a lot.
Exactly. You see that?
A lot of stuff in.
And I would never hate on the blue, man. Shout out to all the officers, especially the good ones out there. You know, there's a lot that they go through. There's a lot that they see. And people don't ever give them enough credit. Like, they really don't. They just think the whole asshole shit, the George Floyd shit, the this and that. But they don't realize these guys are just getting pumped with nothing but negativity and death and anyhow.
Yeah.
So he had a moment with me that I wasn't expecting. Nas, he was holding my hand. I'm just getting ready to leave. And he teared up. He teared up. I've never had a deep ass conversation with this man. As cool as we are, and we've chilled several times. He teared up and told me, you know, I appreciate when people open up because I know that there's a lot of, you know, deep things that I want to open up and I never do. And that's when his voice cracked up and it wanted to come out. And I thought, wow.
Yeah, when voices cracked up.
Yeah, and this is a 40-year-old man, successful, awesome 40-year-old man and a police officer of many years. And this was happening. And all I thought was, damn, I don't know what's up with the wife. I don't know what's up with the friends. I don't know. I don't know what's up with.
Says nothing.
But no one has allowed him, has made him feel comfortable enough
to talk about
to just fucking let it rip, bro. I don't care if it's the homies and let's all cry. Let's get drunk, motherfucker, and if you want, let's all. But he needs to let. I saw it. I saw it for that quick moment.
Yeah.
And when the tears came, he's like, "Hey, man, forget about this, man." And I just thought, damn, I don't want to make him feel awkward. So I just gave him a hug and I just said, hey, brother, I appreciate you appreciating me. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know what you're going through, and I can't wait till we hang out again. I bring that up because I want to pass that on to you. It's kind of like I want to give you your flowers. I appreciate that you're so open about, you know, the way you are and how you feel and all that, because people they just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't open up enough, then those who aren't opening up, they feel like they're alone.
No, for real. Like sometimes I feel alone sometimes. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like I'll text like 10 different people, right? And only one texts me back, but it's about a job or something. I'm like, damn, I'm a lonely ass bitch, dog. Huh? So, yeah, at least I got a therapist, you know what I'm saying? She calls me like once a week and shit. Now, at least she talks to me, shit. Okay. Nah, but my friends, they be telling me, man, my bad, man, I was doing this. I understand, dude. It's just, I need you right now, right there. I need you, but it's okay, you know what I'm saying?
You said you're 40. You've been through a lot. You're smart enough to do a little bit of self-analysis.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm only asking you this because I feel comfortable enough that you're comfortable enough replying to it.
Mm-hmm.
Through your self-analytics, what do you think is going on? What is it that's bothering you? What is it that makes you feel down? What is it that has you in these dark moments? You told me you would love to be in love the same way I would love to be in love, but at the same time, you sound dark as fuck, like, fuck these niggas, like, fuck these dudes, and blah, 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 mm-hmm. and I'd rather put them in leashes and bow them down, this and that. I'm telling you, shout out to Francesca. I know she's watching, a.k.a. Sheena. She's about to win the power slap. Shout out to Sheena. That was such a great podcast with her, and she told me off camera, And this glow, this joy came out of her about how she loves to dominate men because they fed her ego. They told her, I want you to whoop my ass. I want you to slam me. I want you to beat me up. I want you to this.
Yes, goddess. I'll do that for you, goddess.
And it gets addictive. Goddess. It becomes addiction, right?
Yeah, I love it. I love it when they fold my clothes.
So did they... Goddamn Sims. So is it too late? Did that fuck you up? Because just a minute ago, you were talking about you would like to fall in love, but which one's better? Falling in love or controlling men and just, you know, having that dominatrix?
Man, you know, it's like... Right now, I feel like I'm just enjoying the dominatrix part right now because...
Okay, you're admitting that. That's cool.
Yeah. I'd be falling in love with other things like books and fucking movies and and little cute characters and shit, you know what I mean? that's another type of love, you know?
What the hell brought you to this fucking to this point in life, Nas? God damn, man. I mean,
like, look, if you look at my room, it's all like some gothic ass shit, right? All skulls everywhere. But then you look at my bed, it's all cuddle pals. All these fluffy ass cuddle pals that I sleep with. This squishy, real squishy plushies. And then yesterday I had to do a tattoo on my friend's daughter. And I look at her and I'm like, are you gothic? Yeah, she said, yeah, I'm real gothic. I'm like, let me see your room. She said, show me her room. I'm like, yo, I have
how
the same
old
room.
Is this daughter?
She's 21.
Okay, thank you.
So I was like, yo, I have like the same room, except like you got Hello Kitty and I got cuddle pals. You know what I mean? It's so funny.
You know, this makes me think. Once again, I'm trying to speak out for the fellas watching right now. This is why we don't understand women, man. Whole room is just this is like a woman, right? Just whole room is gothic. Everything about you just black and dark and
Yeah, it's all sexy.
But that bed is all googity-googity-gothic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what the fuck? We can never tell what y'all are feeling.
I even have two pillows that look like Xanax. That there was this company that was like them. They were making pillows out of Percocets and Xanax. They go, as long as you post a picture of it with you, we'll give you two free pillows. I'm like, for sure.
I thought they were gonna give you Xanax for free.
No. So I, you know what I did? I put the pillows right here, like under my thighs, like under my butt, and I took like a picture, like doggy style position. I left that bitch on only for like 10 minutes, and I deleted it. And then he's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "Man, I think somebody reported it or something." You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you deleted it.
No, I deleted it, but I told him somebody reported it.
Ah.
I didn't want to leave it on too long, you know.
So you had a moment.
I didn't want to leave it on too long. It's like, it's too much. People can't have a question.
But what the fuck do you care if you're going to do it?
No, man. Like, just...
So womanly about you, you see? Men don't have a chance, man. This is what we go through. Y'all go through these emotions.
I have this one picture on my Instagram that I'm looking for my socks under my bed. I'm like in doggy style position. And the funniest comment that I read, because I had like these checker pants, right? This guy was like, oh, my God, I'm getting so dizzy. I'm going in. And I was like, oh, I think that was the best comment I've read right there, dog. That's so funny.
If after that, I would have encouraged you to buy all kind of different type of spandex that has spirals and whatever. Yeah, you go in, all right.
That's so funny, man. That was the funniest comment.
Do you feel like most men are undercover simps? Since you got these guys who are hitting you up and being so merciful, I would say inferior, super, letting you just do what you want with them.
Yeah.
Are a lot of these guys, are they admitting that they're in relationships or married?
I mean, I don't really ask.
You don't? All right. Yeah, I guess that's the right thing.
It's none of my business.
Right, man. Right. And that wouldn't affect you regardless.
As long as I'm getting paid.
Cold-blooded. I mean, it is what it is. That's how you feel. That's how you feel.
Yeah, I don't got to know nothing about your life. You got to know about what's going on here right now.
If you feel like this, right, and you think that, you know, most men this, and you already seen the level that guys are willing to, you know, bow down to, and you're being so dominant, you know, towards men. Have you ever thought about doing OnlyFans? Does that make sense?
Actually, I opened up an OnlyFans. It's called Cosplay Kinks. But I was like, I don't know if I want to show my ass and my booty hole and my pussy hole and my titty and shit. Like, I'm good. I think I'll probably be
I don't think you have to show all that, Nas. It's
up
to you.
I don't know. I thought that's what it was. So I was like, maybe I should do some Twitch. I think Twitch is better for me.
You play games?
No, but I'll just do it for the money. Hey, I'm a fast learner. So
you'll learn a game and just pull titties out of where the fuck it is.
Teach me how to play, I'll play it. You know, like, I'm self-taught on a lot of things. So if I want to really learn something, I'll learn it.
Everything is a hustle.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, that's what it seems like right about now. Do you feel like you turned that button off on the heart where there's no going back into that?
I went to the heart?
I mean, Nas, it seems like you're closing the door on anything genuine possibly happening with somebody.
No, I don't actually. This is what I do. And this is exactly what I do. Like, if I have a guy come up to me and try to holler at me, I try to, I kind of test him to see if he's a pussy or a fucking real ass nigga, right? And most of the time, they show me that they're pussy because I say a story or say something weird or something that they get freaked out of, and then they walk away. I'm like, oh, okay, that guy's a punk. But, you know, sometimes the guys,
Do you think that's accurate to say that most women do that? Like, not as aggressively as you did, but do you think girls do that, tell a little story to kind of get a feed on a guy?
I'm not sure, but, you know, I do it.
You do it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I do it. And then some guys don't they're not fooled by all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Some guys are like, oh, I know what you're doing, girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, really?
And that's when you get your first little turn on?
And then I'll be like, all right, so what's next?
Round two.
Yeah. Next challenge.
Goddamn. Yeah, I don't know. You're going to find somebody. You might as well just keep fucking dog chaining these guys up and slapping them up.
I just want to make a lot of money.
I told
to get my son like a beautiful modern house. You know, because I spoil the shit out of my son. I spoil him.
All right. Well, at least your focus is always going to be. Yeah. That's good.
And me, I just have my sex doll right next to me.
Sex doll.
Like, she's a Barbie. I'll dress her up in Twitter outfit and shit. You know
we're going to do a follow-update podcast in the future. I'll be damned. I'm going to fucking be your manager if I have to. We need to get you sponsored. I've never heard a woman say that, but it makes so much sense. I imagine that... The product manufacturers reach out to the actual porn people.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that, of course, they're going to do that the same way gyms will reach out to gymfluencers and shit like that. But I don't think that there's enough women who are openly just saying, hey, I will not do porn, but I will try your product out. Yeah. And I will fucking talk about it, and I'll inspire other bitches to go ahead and jump on it.
And
I think that's fucking crazy. Yeah. I dope. Do it.
I'll make it real juicy for you.
Oh Lord! If we don't get you a deal, I don't know what's wrong after that. Anyways, moving forward, what's the next wild shit you plan to do? You got the tongue split. You don't have that many piercings on the face and under the ears. Are you planning to do anything crazy in regards? I know you're gonna keep getting tatted.
I already had every crazy piercing you can think of. But okay. I just took them off.
So now you're just down to just regular ears, and that's it.
No, I actually want to get my ears like the ear elf's ear, but I heard it's really painful, and I don't think I'm.
Is that the one that's like a stick that goes through both two holes?
They just make it look like ear, like elf's ears and shit.
What's up with you in this cosplay shit? Okay, no, all right.
But chill. Like I thought about it. I thought about it. I don't think I want to do it because
let me
to sleep on my side, and it's like that's just gonna be real painful.
I want to before we get off the topic, because once we get off it, I'll leave it alone. So, even if it was a good guy or not, if it was just a sexual or occurrence or fucking client, whatever you want to call, is it only like dress up and role play that does it for you?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
I don't even like watching regular porn. I watch anime porn.
You understand that I mean, unless a man was totally into that same shit, he's just gonna fall short for you.
What do you mean fall short?
That he won't satisfy you.
Well,
you're talking about dressing up. So you're talking about like
if he's telling me he doesn't have to tell you. I'll tell him how to satisfy me.
But what if he doesn't fucking want to put an outfit on and change this and put this and not like?
Okay, then no, then you know what?
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna be like, okay, then I'm gonna teach you how I like to be touched. I'm gonna teach you how I like to be grabbed. I'm gonna teach you how I like to be sucked.
And I need you to put this costume on.
No, if he doesn't like costume, I'm gonna tell him to put a costume. But I'll tell him if he's touching me like this, I'm like, no, I don't like to be touched like that. Touch me like this. And he touched me like, no, I don't like to be touched like that. Touch me like this. Okay, like that.
So no matter what to me, the most obvious common denominator is just you being dominant.
Yeah.
It's not about him doing the right or wrong thing. It's just as long as you get to tell him what to do and how to do it, that's what does it for you.
Yeah,
that's a steep hill to cry up. But there's a lot of guys out there who like it. I mean, you know, that's crazy. You know, obviously, I've never been into that, but I try my best to keep learning about people's kinks and quirks and what does it for them and why and just respect it. You know, it's like whatever your backstory is, there's a reason why you're into that. Were you into anime? Is that something you were into? Were you into dressing up back. Oh,
I just like dressing up because I feel like literally I do have multiple personalities, or whenever I trip, like I go into different realms, and in every realm I'm a different person. So I feel like, okay, I got to be this person this time. So I change my look.
So even when you're sober, that different realm, that high hits you where you want to.
I could be sober, but then that day I'll be like, okay, I'm going to be this girl from this room today, or this person today, because she's been wanting to come out. You know what I'm saying? Like that, because it's like,
why am I
just going to be me when I have all these women that are me in different realms, you know? Because it's crazy because, bro, I'm telling you the truth, man. When I tripped, I was in different planets, different realms, and living like hundreds, millions of years in a planet. And then when I wake up, it's been a second. just a second pass.
Okay, so you're talking about tripping. Mm-hmm. Are we talking about mushrooms or acid?
Mushrooms.
So you're a fan of it? Do you do it often?
I do it often, yeah.
How long you been doing this for? When did it talk to you? Some people are going to be out there listening. They're going to be like, when did it make you crazy?
I think it made me just realize a lot of things.
Oh, there's a lot of us who will be on that side. Yeah. When did this happen?
I think maybe like 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago when I started doing like hardcore mushrooms. But
do you remember the specific first big one that changed you? Or it was just an accumulation of a bunch of them that started opening up your mind.
I think the one that really changed me was the one that I was supposed to meet up my cousin, right? I bought like 100 piece of mushrooms, like two big old bags of mushrooms. I started eating mine, and I love animals. I have a chihuahua, a dachshund, I got a sulcata tortoise and a crested gecko in all in my room. And I'm here, just chilling in my desk, like, trying to do some art shit. And all of a sudden, I hear, like, a little voice. And I'm like, and I hear my tortoise talking to me. And I named him Michelangelo because of Ninja Turtles, right? And he's like, dude, like, it's so whack in here, man. Like, I don't feel good in here, man.
He sounded like that and everything.
Yeah, he's like, I feel mad depressed, dude. And I'm like, damn. But let me get this turtle out of here, man. I got the tortoise out and I threw the cage out, and I just let the turtle roam free all over the house, and he's chilling. But then it comes to find out, it's a woman. So I changed his name to Michelangelo for Michelangela.
Hold on, you found that out?
That it's a woman.
That it's a female turtle, yeah. Or tortoise, whatever. Yeah.
So now it's Michelangela.
You still have her?
Yeah.
Does he still talk to you?
No, but that day.
So that day was a big day.
Yeah, it was a big day.
And then what? After that high, you realize that if you get high enough, you can connect differently?
No, I feel like I connect a lot anyways. But I don't know. That day, I feel like I had to hit that point for me to listen to him because, you know, I didn't want him to be depressed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like, damn, I should have a bigger time. What the fuck do I do? And then he talked to me and he told me straight up, like, yo, dude. What's up, dude? Like, I'm fucking pretty depressed back here. And I let him go, and then he's happy as fuck. Like, I feed him kale whenever he walks around. Yeah. Oh, my bad, she.
Whenever she's around. I thought you were just role-playing with him.
I give her kale. She's happy, you know? She likes to walk around, and she be walking around, boy. She knows her own way around the house.
So after that, did you start exploring heavier with the shrooms because you wanted to connect more?
Those one time that I had ate like two pieces of chocolate, and it was, bro, I was like, man, I'm a big girl. This is not going to hit me. Let me tell you something, man. I was in my bed, and then I started like manifesting like some shape-shifting ass dark fucking figure. And I was like, oh, hell no, please. No. Think about happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. And then my friend texts me. And I'm telling him, like, yo, there's a fucking shadow that's coming to life right here by my room, bro. And then he texts me this song from Gucci Mane called Both Eyes Closed. And I started listening to it, and I was like, okay, Both Eyes Closed. But when I closed my eyes, I was tripping even harder. I was seeing, like, I felt like I was in another person's reality. Like, I was...
Do you remember how many grams you did that time?
It was only two pieces of chocolate.
Yeah, but two pieces can be 2 grams. It can be 4 grams.
I don't even know, man. Like, it was cookies and cream. That's all I know.
But at that time, it was definitely the most you've ever done.
No, that was like the least I've ever done, and it hit me that hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you remember that experience where it changed things.
Yeah, no, I was already getting kind of scared because I wasn't able to control the shape-shifting, the shape-shifter. And I'm like, oh, shit, fuck.
And so what? Now you just do it micro-doses?
Nah,
or you go a little extra depending on
the only micro-dosing I do is with my mushroom coffee. It's called the daily dose. But when I trip real hard. I trip hard because I feel like that helps a lot with depression.
So you willing to admit that you deal with depression?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it does help a lot. Like the reason why I like to do it so intense, cause it alleviates depression for a long time. But if you microdose, it's like it's still there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like to trip hard.
Fellas, if you're ever in the South Florida region, or better yet, the beautiful city of Miami, and you want the dopest fade possible, make sure you go to ButterTheBarber.com. That's BUTTA. TheBarber.com. Butter happens to be my personal barber, a great friend of mine, and he is top notch, one of the best barbers in Miami. So once again, if you're in the Miami region and you want to get the dopest, flyest haircut, make sure you go visit BUTTA TheBarber.com and set your appointment with my boy Butter. Back to the podcast. So mentioning Adam and how he opened up and what that brought about, what it reminded me of is there's a lot of men out there who have a lot of shit to open up to. And unfortunately, and today was an example that no one saw coming. I didn't see it coming. I know Adam didn't see it coming. And no one knew that it happened except for me and Adam until you right now and everybody watching right now. But a lot of men are holding back from opening up. And I know there's a lot of reasons why, so I won't, try to cover them all. But what I will point out is this, and this is what I want to cover in regards to the topic because you're here in front of me. I think men hold back more so than what they should because they fear what their woman will think of them afterwards. And even when they know they have a good woman and a woman that loves them, and it might even be a wife and it might even be the mother of their children, a man questions his manhood every time he cries. Yeah. A man questions his manhood when he shows any kind of emotion that's far off the trail of manhood.
Yeah, no, I could tell you something.
And so they don't have the opportunity to open up. So it's like, and this is not a shots fired to, feminists and the women who are behind this movement, but it doesn't help when you have that type of, movement occurring and men are just barely trying to get a grip on when they can open up, when they can, be vulnerable, because they feel like women will look at them as a weaker man after they open up. Yeah. And we've been taught that women want a protector. They want to feel safe. So when the minute you open up and you cry and you admit your flaws or your weaknesses, they feel like, I'm going to get left anytime now. And it almost ruins a relationship. How do you feel about that?
What do you mean? Who cries? The men or the women?
No, I'm talking about the man.
The men crying?
You see? This is a prime. This just happened live. Not live, but live. Because this is not getting edited. You see? You're part of the problem. This is happening right now live. No, we're going to call it out. This is part of the problem. You thought I was talking about a woman and you were ready to come to the defense of a woman who was being emotional and all that. And the whole time I was talking about a man. What I'm saying is this is why men do not open up. They don't open up enough, and they hold all this back. This is why Adam had his moment with me, with a grown man that he's not even close to. In the middle of his kid's party, he teared up because I opened up about my past.
Different people activated different people. You know
but this is an example that men are holding back too much emotions, and I think a big part of it, I'm not trying to point the finger, but a big part of it is because women act the way you just fucking did. When they do, you make us feel like, okay, that's it. We can never recover from this.
No,
we just weak-ass motherfuckers now. We some bitch-ass niggas now.
Listen, chill out. No.
Okay.
Look, I'm going to give you two examples.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so my father literally communicates telepathically, dude. He does not talk at all.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah, and I already mastered that shit. Like, I already know what the fuck he's thinking, all that shit, right? And, you know, I feel like he's holding something back, man, because on Thanksgiving, he was supposed to say grace. He didn't even get to say it, man. He was there. Okay, so he's like, I want to thank. And he just broke into tears. And I'm like, damn, Dad. Like, are you, like, ashamed? Or are you, what's wrong? Like,
there's definitely a lot going on.
Are you, like, you know, I don't know. I feel like something's happening here right now. Are you doing something behind our back?
But you didn't ask that in the moment. You just saw that he broke down.
Everybody started laughing because it was kind of funny. But
You see what I mean?
It was kind of
funny. This grown-ass man, if you're 40, I'm going to assume your dad's late 50s or 60s, and his fucking family laughed at him when he cried. Like, he's some pussy.
No, man.
There goes dad being fucking soft.
There's a background.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm here thinking like, ooh.
Tell the people.
Okay, so I'm here thinking like, ooh. So it's all coming out now, right, huh? Okay. That bitch you cheated on my mom with, okay. See, you feel bad, right? You feel bad because you're in a nice dinner here with your real family. You feel bad, don't you, huh? Okay.
I see the cold-blooded coming.
That's what I see.
Okay, so.
I know what's going on.
So here now I'm going to jump the gun. See, that cold-bloodedness, and I get it. Because you feel a certain way because your dad did that to your mom, right?
Yeah.
And you knew that, she knew that, and probably everybody else knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So that I get that. That anger came out like, yeah, pussy.
Yeah. But I left.
Now.
Yeah, I didn't act mad. But
with that said, unfortunately, in my opinion, that did something to you in such a way that now when I bring up a grown man crying, trying to express himself, pretty much reaching out for help,
you immediately laughed at it. You could tell who's who though. Like, if I know that my dad's fucking up and I see him fucking crying, I'd be like, damn, you're ashamed, huh? I know you're ashamed, bro.
Yeah, but we talked about earlier in regards to that when you feel ashamed about something.
If I see somebody else trying to open up and he looks like a genuine person, I'm like, hey, man, it's okay to cry, man. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm going to keep it 100. This is like me talking, no insult. It's not like talking to the wall, but it's you're a dominatrix. So if I talk to you about a man showing anything less of fucking just grisly ass manhood, you're gonna fucking squat down and piss on it and say pay me. So I I'm okay with accepting that, but I'm gonna tell everybody else listening, and whether or not you take it for what it is. What I'm just saying is,
there's a human world and there's a dominant.
Okay,
world.
Okay, you're right. If that's what you want to do, but if you keep separating shit like that, it just divides us too much. It's not that. Dominatrix your ass when you're fucking being kinky sexually. Be a fucking human when you're not.
Exactly.
Okay, so I say that respectfully because what happened today, my dad,
you know, he has.
I get it. He fucked up. I get that. But don't judge other men because of that. I'm trying to tell you about a man who shed tears today, random as fuck with me.
I'm not judging other men.
And you went vicious with it.
Don't be attacking me.
I'm not. Listen, I'm not. Let's not switch gears like that. Not at all. But it is crazy that we all, men and women, we're very different in the way we look at things. I told you a story earlier before we started recording. Shout out to my brother and his girlfriend, Sherry. Sherry, much love. Shout out to my niece. She just had a 16th birthday. We had an amazing celebration. She turned 16 on the 21st of January. And we went to, we live here in Miami. We went to Key Biscayne and we had a celebration and we had to do a big ass setup and I gave a few of the details. Sherry is my brother's girlfriend. She's almost like, you know, pretty much like a stepmom, you know, to my niece. And I had the duties of putting in the labor. I was a laborer, right? So I had to help her set up this, that, whatever. She was the boss for the day. So we bonded a whole lot. And anyways, long story short, at some point, we, you know, she started opening up when we were on the way back. Mm-hmm. And she was buzzed. And we were talking about men versus women and so on and so forth. And then coincidentally, she right on the spot, she gets aggravated with my brother because he's beating her to the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's wrong with you? She's like, I told Danny that I want to get home before him so I can set up the table before the kids get there. And I'm like, well, it's not a big deal if we get there together. She's like, no, but I wanted to, you know, everything's going so good, blah, 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 blah. And then she's calling my brother right there in front of me. So I'm like, let me stay quiet. So she calls my brother, hey, baby, blah, 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 blah. They have a quick, little, you know, cute moment. And then, boom, she turns up. Why are you going in front of me? Blah, blah. It starts, you know, she didn't go off the wall with it, but it was enough where I just thought either Danny or any other man, 85% of other men would be like, there goes the woman nagging again. And I felt it without even being in his shoes. I was like, this is so unnecessary.
Look, men are not supposed to understand women. Y'all supposed to just love us.
We do when y'all stay in line.
Stay in your lane, girl.
I think ultimately, man, it, whatever brings you the joy that you want in your life, if you like chaos, then you want somebody who brings chaos in your life. If you like peace and tranquility, then you're going to adore the person that brings that peace and tranquility.
Yeah, you gotta attract it. You know what I'm saying? Like, manifest it.
Well, yeah, you can say that. I hate to use that word so loosely because I love the word, but I think people abuse it. So manifest, if you just think about it, it's not going to just fucking pop up. It ain't that type of shit. Manifest is you believe in it enough. You think about it all the time. You think about it so much that you put in the effort, and eventually it unfolds because you made it unfold. You're going to attract the energy that you provide, that you push out for there. Sure. So to each their own. And you're a wild one. You got some wild ones that you attract.
Let me tell you. I have a ex-girlfriend that me and her, like, we're like a power couple, man, because every time me and her will put our heads together and we will literally manifest shit, like, to happen right there at that point.
What?
Like for instance, one day we want to, like, oh, dang, I want to smoke some weed right now. We got some money, we got nothing. And all of a sudden, ring, ring, somebody calls. Hey, man, y'all girls want a pound and shit? And we're like,
It's got nothing to do with the weed man trying to meet his quota.
Like, what? Somebody is getting it just for free? Like, oh, shit. We make this happen right now,
Do you feel like mushrooms change you forever, and now that's something that you'll never walk away from?
I love mushrooms my whole life. I used to draw them when I was a little girl. I actually did one of my doors in my bedroom. I did like a big ass mushroom on my door with spray paint. My mama got so mad. She was
what
like,
"What was the when? What was the earliest date that you started? What was the first time you did mushroom?"
I think it was when I'm 40 right now. Turning 40. I think it was like high school.
15, 16, somewhere around there. I guess that's average for.
It wasn't. I'm lying. Okay, so I remember the first.
The microphone,
time,
girl.
The first time I did mushrooms, I remember now.
There we go.
I was at a party with a lot of my friends that they had. He lived in a building in Coral Gables that had like a banquet, and everybody was like talking about each other. Okay, I'm gonna bring this, and I'm like, I'm gonna bring some balloons, and everybody's like, balloons? Why are you gonna bring balloons? I was, oh man, you can't have a party without balloons, man. And they were like, oh, whatever, girl. And then when I came through with the balloons and I decorated the motherfucking shit with the balloons, hey, it looked like a fucking party, man.
Let's say you were the first one to change the game of balloons.
Yeah. And then my friend, he's the one that was like, hey, mama, you want to try some shoes today? And I'm like, So how do you do it? Okay, I mean, you're going to get two stamps first and then you tell me how you feel. If you feel good, I'm going to give you another one. I'm like, all right, for sure. So he kept on talking back and forth like throughout the hours and shit, right? And then at the end of the night, man, like I felt like I was the only one having a good trip, yo. Everybody else was tripping hard, like tripping nasty.
Oh, like too hard,
The guy that was trying to teach me how to trip was throwing up all over the bathroom, going crazy, and all these other girls were like tripping out, crying, and I'm there just like in the living room looking at all this Japanese art, Japanese shit. I'm like, whoa, man.
Have you ever? I'm sure you have, because I would imagine you've had many conversations with yourself.
Yes, indeed.
Do you feel like you have like special powers? Like you're very, you know, wired differently?
I think I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I can vibe with that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I am too. Not resistant to drugs.
Actually, I think it's gotten stronger this year.
But you think because what? Because of what you go through with life?
No, because I feel.
Or you're practicing powers.
I'm actually like, I feel more sensitive to things, and also like, I've never read cards before, but I read cards late recently, and everything was like so on point. So I'm like, damn. And whenever I read the cards, I feel like
I read cards, so I'm like, damn.
It's on point though, and it's like whenever I read it, it's like I feel like it's not even me reading it; somebody else.
Oh, Lordy.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, something inside of me reading this shit to mama right now. But I'm telling what she needs to hear.
Somebody listening right now is that's called gas. God damn, Nas, you're a trip, bro. I love this. You know, to me, what makes this the most enjoyable is that you say it with such passion, like you really 100% feel it, believe it, and no one can contest it. And I can't do nothing but appreciate that. I know there's people out there who are like, this woman's mad. She's crazy, mate.
I'll be a Mad Hatter.
That blue hair, she looks like Rogue from 2027.
No, and then tomorrow I have
By the way, Rogue has special powers. You remember that, right?
And then tomorrow I'll have ginger hair. I'll be the ginger hair, gingerbread hair. Gingerbread hair.
If I didn't know you better, I would assume that you've been kidnapped by aliens and you know something we don't know. How do you feel about UFOs, man?
Man, I love all the alien shit, man. Really? Love Alien 1, Alien 2.
Not the fucking movie, Nas. I'm talking about UFOs, like real deal.
Hey, man, if aliens were like those aliens, we were fucked.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We're totally fucked.
But do you really believe that they're amongst us? Do you believe they're visiting us? How do you see that?
For sure, man, because like, it's like, who the hell built those damn pyramids, man? Like, come on. Humans couldn't have done that. They needed some help.
So you think the pyramids is a big reason why?
Everything in the ancient times is the reason why. There's a lot of like stuff out there that has stuff from the future. You know what I'm saying? That they sculptured that's from the future. I'm like, how the fuck do these motherfuckers know about this when it wasn't even in their time?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
So according to the hieroglyphics and stuff like that. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's true, true. I'm a big fan of that.
Have you seen the last Indiana Jones?
No, I haven't, actually. Man, and I'm a big fan of Indiana Jones. Why? Is that good? Yeah.
Yeah, see that, boy.
You're the first person that tells me that. Okay.
It's really good. Really good, man.
Why? And is it eventually going to some alien shit? Is that what you thought about that?
No, it goes into more like...
The Egyptian shit.
No, it goes into like going towards the past. You know, I don't
know. All right, cool. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. I love Indiana Jones.
I hate to pay for shit. Where's that at right now?
I think
you
can get it on.
It's not Prime Video.
No. I think you
pay for it probably on YouTube.
Oh, you know what? There's a website called
Yeah.
I think it's called Soap Today. Soap Today.
Right there. Sub Today.
Soap Today.com.
So today, y'all better pay us, goddamn it.
I don't know if you be saying it, but you know what I'm saying?
Listen, like, before we cut out, one, I want to make sure that anybody watching this, if you guys know a goddamn sex toy manufacturer of any sort that needs a spokesperson who's just 100% willing, able, and qualify. I love it. I'll show you
how it's used and everything.
I love it. Girl, I'll tell you what. Why don't you start your... This is your calling. OnlyFans page strictly for demonstration of toys out there.
So I already called it...
Y'all saw it right here. 5%. I get 5%, if not 10.
How should I name it, though?
Let's keep talking about it. By the way, when we cut the cameras off, I'm telling everybody right now, we're going to go get some pizza down the street.
Yeah.
The Greek pizza. Yeah, there you
margarita
go.
Margarita pizza.
And y'all know I eat healthy, but, you know, This is special, hanging out with the homegirl like this. It's been such a fun podcast.
Yeah.
But no, for real though, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I hope y'all watching can help me out with this. We're going to do this. You need to start an OnlyFans page where these motherfucking sexual toy manufacturers.
They deliver it to me.
And that's it. And you do, that's it. This is it. We're making it happen. Nah, I'm so glad we do this. We did this, and we're definitely gonna do a follow up, man. Cause I just know these people, they're gonna love the fuck out of you. I'm gonna get all kind of DMs like, yo, your homegirl's wild, this and that, and it's fun, obviously.
And make sure to follow me too.
Yes, at Naz Amazing, NAZ.
Amazing.
AMAZING. So Naz, AMAZING. Naz Amazing.
The one and only.
Show some love. Follow her. Send her some fucking wild messages. She said some crazy shit today, man. So go ahead and challenge her and ask her what the fuck was she talking about. But no, for real, though. It's been such a blast. It's been fun. We're going to go get some grub.
For sure.
Keep talking some more shit off cam. Listen, guys, I love y'all, man. Thank you for sticking around this long. Don't forget, go show your support. BlackSheepApparel.shop, BlackSheepApparel.shop. Go show some love. Get what you want to get. Damn, girl, we can't say that online. They gotta go check out the site. I got you. Love, peace, and hair grease, man. I love you guys. Take care.